This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The appeals court has ruled, upholding a federal judge's finding last year that the NCAA is not above antitrust laws and that its rules have been too restrictive in maintaining amateurism. But the panel threw out the judge's proposal that NCAA members should pay athletes $5,000 per year in deferred compensation, stating that compensation for the cost of attendance was sufficient. Carly Fiorina's super PAC running for the Republican nomination, whose name makes it sound anything but independent, Carly for America, could not even call her campaign staff members to see where and when she's headed next. But Mrs. Fiorina has cleverly side-scraped that prohibition. Her campaign has created a public Google calendar, which it updates weeks into the future, showing the events she has planned. Medical literature has overstated the benefits of talk therapy for depression, in part because studies with poor results have rarely made it into journals, researchers reported. Everyone who has HIV should immediately be put on antiretroviral triple therapy, and everyone at risk of becoming infected should become offered protective doses of similar drugs, the World Health Organization says that issued new HIV treatment and prevention guidelines globally. Unofficial tallies indicate that a United Automobile Workers vote has strongly rejected the contract with Fiat Chrysler. It would be the first time in more than 20 years that they turned down a contract negotiated by their union. In the last quarter, Hillary Clinton raised $28 million, but in a continuing surprise, Bernie Sanders raised $24 million, powered by online donations that are ahead of Obama's 2008 record-setting pace. Conservatives were taking heart over confirmation that Pope Francis had met Kentucky clerk Kim Davis while in the USA, along with the Pope's subtle speech on religious freedom and his unscheduled stop in Washington to see the Little Sisters of the Poor, an order of nuns that is suing the federal government over the Affordable Care Act's contraception mandate. Republican Majority Leader and candidate for Speaker of the House said on the radio that a taxpayer-funded committee to investigate the terror attack in Benghazi was designed to harm the political fortunes of Hillary Rodham Clinton. She has protested the admission of partisanship. For the first time in its modern history, the New York Police Department is establishing guidelines backed by a sweeping new tracking system for using and documenting force. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.